And away we go. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Hey, how are you? It is Dave on this Tuesday, November 12th, and this is indeed the Daily Podcast. All the good stuff from today's show. We started out by talking football bets. A lot of dogs came away with the W this weekend in the NFL, which means there was lots of foolish bets placed. Streaming services are extra popular these days. It's the debut of Disney's today, so we took an informal listener poll on that. We had a cat song for Cindy Graham. We celebrated Neil Young's birthday, and Baby Hold On To Me was the feature song in Song Stories. There's a fun new way to combine mac and cheese and turkey for Thanksgiving. America's fiddler, Charlie Daniels, he joined us on the phone. Madonna has a new watch out, and John will be donning the beard once again for his Santa Paws charity. Lots of info on that in here. As you'll find out right here, right now, let's go. It is the Daily Podcast.
It's Tuesday morning, and this is where I usually find the stories about how the betting has gone this weekend. And let's just put it this way, right? Vegas won in a big way this weekend.
Upset weekend.
Yeah, big, big way. Someone dropped $60,000 on the Cowboys against the Vikings.
Okay. Good.
They went home sad.
Good.
Another person took...
Was it Jerry?
Right. Another person took the over in the Saints-Falcon matchup. Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. 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 Basically, for each point under the number, it would cost him about $1,000. He ended up owing the house $17,500 by the end of the game.
Anyone take the Dolphins like me?
Yeah,
any other geniuses?
You know what's funny? Because when we were at the christening, I go downstairs to Steve's man cave, and it's a couple of kids playing their on their phones, and one guy watching the game, right? Because who the hell wants to watch the Falcons? Oh no, was it Miami who?
Colts.
Miami Colts. Right. And I see the score, and I went, all right, it's only the first quarter.
Right.
But Miami was ahead by three or seven or
it
something
held.
Like that.
Go Fins. Right?
And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? He goes, some guy just said he's going to make a lot of money on it. I went, that's got to be Dave.
Yep, four Dave times the money. Thank you much. Thank you.
And a Chiefs fan laid out $90,000 on the money line that would have paid him $33,000. Had they won.
Oh, man.
Yikes. Lose, they lose. Didn't.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Coming up, today is the launch of the brand new Disney Plus channel, and their streaming service.
Sure.
This is the one where you get where you're going to get all of the Marvel Comics movies.
Okay.
All of the Star Wars stuff.
All right. That's
right,
good.
Right. And a bunch of
Disney classics.
Yeah, the
Disney
back catalog.
Classics. Everything but Song of the South. Right.
Okay.
It's just not going to do that one anymore. Right. But the series premiere. They listening to some of the shows they have. They have The Mandalorian, which is a
Star Wars-esque
story, but it's real action. The movie Noelle premieres with Anna Kendrick as Kris Kringle's daughter, and Bill Hader is her brother Nick.
Oh, Oscar worthy.
Okay. There's a live action Lady and the Tramp.
Okay, right. I did hear about that.
I saw ads for that. And then the series premiere of High School Musical, the musical.
So wait a minute. So High School Musical, when it was on.
Let me correct this. Right. High School Musical, the musical, the series. That's the whole title of it. So it's High School Musical, the musical, the series.
So I'm very confused.
Yes, yeah. So, I'm not going to watch it.
So
it doesn't matter.
It's basically Glee.
Yeah, basically Glee.
Okay.
All right. Then they have a series premiere called Encore with Kristen Bell, which reunites the cast from High School Musical.
Come on.
They're really banking on this.
Yeah, they really are. The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
I'm in. I am in.
What?
Absolutely.
And then, are you sure? Because there's another show that you might like even more.
Okay.
Right? Forky Asks a Question.
There's just not enough hours in the day, guys. I swear.
Here's a question I have for everybody. All right. You know the text number.
MGK.
MGK. I'm confusing it with a phone number. All right. MGK. 645-645. All right. Because we've got Disney Plus. You've got Apple Plus coming.
Right.
You already have Hulu, Netflix, and Prime. Then the networks have theirs. Sure. CBS Direct, is that what it's called? CBS.
All Access.
All Access. Yeah. Peacock, right, which is the new NBC one.
Yeah.
Right? ABC.
Brian Williams is going to be juggling on one of the shows.
ABC has one coming called What's the Internet? But are there too many streaming services? All right, yes or no? Are there too many streaming services? You know, because it's at the point I go, you know, even if I just deal with the channels that are on my cable system, you know, and like Springsteen had it right, 57 channels and nothing on. Right. I've got hundreds of channels and there's nothing. I spend more time trying to figure out what I want to watch than I do watching TV.
I'm with you.
All right. Yep. So, you know, so do you want more? Do you want more streaming channels? The hell with having to pay for them. Just rule that out completely. All right. Do you want more streaming channels or is what we have enough? Text one for yes, two for no to MGK, MGK. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Not that, but what I'm about to do, right? Okay. Because you know, as the cat lady of the group, right, I'm always looking for what cat things I can find. And, you know, I found the nicest little cat song, and I think you would love it.
Okay.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to take a moment before you do traffic and play our new Cindy cat song.
Oh, certainly.
You might recognize it.
You just call out my name. Every time, winter, spring, summer, or fall, I won't respond when you call. I'll ignore you, yes, I will, 'cause you've got a cat.
Hey, just for you.
Beautiful.
I figured you'd like that. By the way,
instant.
It's quick, easy,
instantly.
Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey said.
Cindy, what do you think? Are there too many pay for TV services?
Yes.
You do? Well, guess what? Our listeners don't think so.
Really?
70% of them said no. Huh. Bring on more.
Awesome.
So, okay, well, good for them. All right. At least I get the choice.
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
It is Neil Young's birthday today. He's 74 years old, and he's just been denied citizenship. Have you
heard
about
this?
This
is insane. How is he not a citizen?
Well, he's been a Canadian all the time that he's lived here. But, I mean, he's lived in California since the 60s.
What's he been waiting for?
Right? You know, I guess he goes back to Canada once a year or something like that. Or you know, but he applied for citizenship, went through the test and all that stuff, and then they ask you, you know, a bunch of questions. And one of them is, do you smoke marijuana? And he said yes. He lives in California where it's legal. He said yes. Mm-hmm. And because of the new citizenship laws that Jeff Sessions put in when he was the, I guess, the temporary attorney general.
Right.
Right. You can't admit to that. And they're holding up his citizenship before it. You know, and he wants to vote in the election and all that stuff. And it's like, but come on.
Those are the rules. Sorry, Neil.
Yeah, that, right. Well, because it's, you know, it's a federal thing. And federal law still says marijuana is illegal. So. Yep. But it is his birthday, and I don't think there is a more appropriate song for us to start with than this. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Happy birthday, Neil.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Which is being brought to us by the autodealers.com. $20 buys a new coat for a child in need. Eddie Money wrote Baby Hold On for his debut album at the urging of his label, actually, and he explains why he needed to write it and what almost happened once it became a hit. Eddie?
It took me 6 months to write Two Tickets to Paradise. I spent a lot of time on the piano writing a song. And when it wasn't really commercial enough for Columbia Records, Jimmy Lyon and I had to come up with Baby Hold On. And then I think Doris Day was talking about suing me because Que Sera Sera. I didn't really believe that it was. Whatever will be, the future is us. See, Que Sera Sera. I mean, I saw the movie, and maybe subconsciously I wrote the song, but I wasn't really thinking of Doris Day when I wrote Baby Hold On To Me. I like my blondes a little younger.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
You know, most of the times this time of the year, if I'm talking about turkey, I'm talking about the turkey drop.
Of course.
But before we even get near that, every year you might know that the folks at Reynolds Aluminum, right, who is where I go for all my recipes, right, they put out some sort of Thanksgiving recipe. And in years past, we've gotten things like Cool Ranch turkey, all right, and Flamin' Hot Cheetos turkey, all right.
All right, I'm not against it, totally. Right.
And Mountain Dew turkey?
Against it.
Okay. What about mac and cheese turkey?
Sure.
Now,
you're combining a side and an entree, basically.
But how are they doing it? Are they putting mac and cheese on, like, the noodles on the turkey?
No.
Stuffing
it. See, that's what I thought. I thought that we stuffed it. No, they're not stuffing it, and they're not putting mac and cheese on the turkey. They're taking the cheese powder from a box of cheese or of mac and cheese,
okay,
and they're sprinkling it all over the turkey. So that it has a cheese crust to it.
Sounds kind of banging.
I'm all right with it.
Yes.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
We wonder why America is fat.
My kiddly more? Turkey's kind of boring on its own.
Okay.
Yeah. Sign me up. Send me that recipe.
It's not egregious, like some things that we hear.
Yes.
I'm actually okay with it.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as we are talking about that, remember the turkey drop is coming up on the 26th. We'll be at Acme location throughout the Delaware Valley. Go to WMGK.com. Get all the details on how you can help out. I know the folks at Parks are coming through again.
Yep.
Dietz and Watson will help us. And, of course, Acme is coming through in a big way with turkeys and all of these locations. There's an Acme in Havertown on Westchester Pike, on Red Lion Road in Northeast Philly, in Flower Town in Bethlehem Pike, and in Audubon, New Jersey on the Black Horse Pike.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know, I haven't taken a shower since we got here. I totally reek, man. Check this out.
Ah, come on.
Tell me that's not epic.
102.9 MGK.
Charlie Daniels is playing this Thursday at the Keswick Theater, and tickets are available through keswicktheater.com. But more importantly, we've got him on the phone. Hiya, Charlie.
Hello, old buddy.
How are you, older buddy?
I deserve that. I deserve that. And it's very true, definitely.
I've got to tell you, I'm a big Ken Burns fan. I've known Ken for a real long time. And I've seen all of the series, but this country series that he just did, I think, is the best series he ever did. It was the stuff I learned that I never knew, and I thought I knew everything I needed to know. And then you start popping up in it, and I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, what a spectacular piece of television.
Well, you know, he does an incredible job. I've seen his stuff, too. But this one I have not watched, and I have it for a very definite reason. During the time it was showing, I was working a lot, and I wanted to watch it in sequence rather than, you know, hit or miss. So I just thought, we've got the series. And I'm going to take it to Colorado with me when I go on vacation in January and just binge watch it.
Is there a difference between a fiddle and a violin?
I'm going to tell you my favorite story about fiddles and violins. In my opinion, the greatest classical violinist in the world is a guy named Itzhak Perlman.
Sure.
And he was playing at the Opera House in Nashville, and I went to see him, and I was sitting out front before the concert, and somebody came back up and said, Charlie, would you like to go backstage and say hello to Mr. Perlman? I said, good gosh, yes, I'd be so honored. So they took me back, and he was sitting in his dressing room. I said, hi, Mr. Perlman. My name is Charlie Daniels. I am a fiddle player. He said, we're all fiddle players. So if Itzhak Perlman says we're all fiddle players, by gosh, we're all fiddle players.
Speaking of which, this is the 40th anniversary. This year is the 40th anniversary of The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I'm sort of curious because I did some research on this song once before. And how did you find the Mountain Whippoorwill poem? And how did it become a song?
When I went to, of course, I went to a small school, and everything's changed in education since then. But we spent half the year on diagram and sentences and that kind of thing. And then we spent half the year on literature. And we read quite a bit of classic literature. We read some Shakespeare and this and that and the other. And one of the things that we read was the Mountain Whippoorwill, and I was so taken by it, being a young fiddle player. It just kind of, you know, kind of took me, it fascinated me, it caught my imagination, and I'm sure that's where that light, it had to come from.
Uh-huh.
There's no other place that I know of that I could have gotten that idea. Why it was Devil Went Down to Georgia, why that is the idea that came to me, I really don't know. But when we went in to start this song, that's all I had. I had that one line, Devil Went Down to Georgia, and we went in for the express purpose of writing a fiddle song for our Million Mile Reflections album, because we didn't have one. And we needed it. Went in, I had this idea in mind, just one line, Devil Went Down to Georgia, and just went from there with the band. You know, one guy played this, one guy played that, and then we got standing in Taz. Came up with that da 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 da, you know, it just really set the tone for the whole thing. Gosh, I think we might have taken a couple of days break and went and wrote it, and I went off and wrote the lyrics to it, and I came back, we went to the studio and recorded it, and you know, as they say, the rest is history.
The rest is history, yeah.
You know, it's what people ask me all the time, why they wrote that song, and it's like, did you have any idea it would do what it did and all that stuff? And I tell them, you know, I've got a lot of songs that I've written that the writing of them, the creation of them, are a lot more interesting than that song. And it's true. It's really the truth. You stop and think about it. The reason I wrote Legend of Woolly Swamp, I was looking for a ghost story, and I couldn't come up with one, but I knew a ghosty place, so I wrote about it, and just several different things. I got another song that it took me 14 years to write, and so on and so forth. This particular song, we needed a fiddle song, so we went in and wrote one. That's the beginning and the end of the story.
You're still doing your Journey Home project, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I do one here in Philadelphia with the Veterans Multi-Service Center. We raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for this local group that gets no support from anyone other than the people in the community, and they do great work here in the city. In Philadelphia, unfortunately, if you round up all the homeless people, one out of four is a homeless vet, and we couldn't really stand for that, and we've managed to bring it down to practically zero in Philadelphia, all through this group, the multi-service center. So I was wondering, if I got a couple of fiddles and sent them over to you on Thursday night, would you sign them for us so we could put them up for auction?
I would be honored to, but since you're involved in the same thing I'm involved in, why don't you let me just send you a couple of autographed fiddles.
Sounds good.
Sounds great.
I want to help you out. That's something I can do, so I'll do it. And when we get out the area, I'll wait and let you give me an address to send them to.
Okay. Oh, awesome. All right. That would be great. Well, Charlie Daniels, this Thursday night at the Keswick Theater. Tickets are available through keswicktheater.com. And Charlie, once again, it's always good to talk to an old friend.
It is my pleasure to talk to older friends.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
Madonna, I believe, maybe she went over to Axl Rose's house, you know, drank the water, something like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because, you know, she is showing up later and later for her concerts.
Come on.
All right. I'm talking seriously late.
How late are we talking?
2 hours past the showtime.
Stop.
Right? She was at Caesar's Palace the other night, right? 2 hours before after the show was
supposed
to
start. Wait, it's a residency too?
Well, no, I'm not sure if this was a residency, right? But she was playing Caesar's, right? And she showed up 2 hours late for the show. And when she got on stage, this is what she said. Here's something you need to understand. That is, the queen is never late.
Damn.
Well, so Beyonce was showing up.
Right. Right. So some guy in Florida took it to heart because he bought two tickets to a show in Florida in Miami Beach, $1,024.95. She showed up 2 hours late. He's suing her.
Good.
Right, yeah.
I'm suing that dude for buying Madonna tickets.
Right. Well, you know what? See, I think the world would be a better place if we only had Madonna watches.
Hi, it's Madonna. If you're like me, you're late for everything all the time. Well, not anymore with the Madonna watch. The Madonna watch is always set 2 hours earlier. So when people say you're late, just say, nope, I'm on Madonna time.
Jenkins, you're late again. This is the third time this week. I'm sorry, Jenkins, but I have no choice but to...
I'm not late, sir. I'm on Madonna time. See?
According to that watch, you're 2 hours early. Jenkins, you know what? I apologize.
Thank you, sir. And thanks, Madonna watch.
You're welcome. So if you never want to be late again, make sure you're on Madonna time with the Madonna watch. Available now.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. What does Steven call that song?
Ike.
Ike?
He goes, Ike. 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 Ike instead of oi. Yeah.
It was Eisenhower's campaign song, wasn't
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
46 degrees outside. The rain will continue. A mix of a little bit of snow and temperatures will drop today down to around 32 degrees. It's going to get real cold tonight and tomorrow, but 46 out there at the moment. This coming Saturday, I put on my Santa garb once again and become Santa Paws. I love doing this every year. It's so much fun. We'll be at Concord Pet Food and Supplies in Cherry Hill on Saturday.
All right.
And I love it. I love everything about it except the beard. I hate wearing the beard because it's like, you know, some fake fur.
Yeah, and then it gets wet.
And it gets wet and it gets caught in your mouth. Yeah. And it's like, I spend the whole day going, trying to get the crap out of my mouth. But all the puppies love it. So bring your dogs along. You need a picture of your dog with Santa this year, or if you just want to help finding shelter, we charge $5 for a picture, and all of the money goes to finding shelter. We've managed to raise hundreds from these appearances each and every year. So please bring your dog out to Concord Pets in Cherry Hill. Next weekend, I'll be at the one in Paoli doing the exact same thing. If you want more details, it's all sitting at WMGK.com.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.